there are two principles that operate in the universe: the principle of obedience and the principle of rebellion. We also mentioned that obedience is symbolized by Jesus Christ, while rebellion is symbolized by Lucifer. At any particular moment, we are operating under either of these two principles. You are either operating under the principle of obedience, or you are under the principle of rebellion. You cannot be neutral. You are either obeying God or you are disobeying God. Even partial obedience is disobedience. And then we mentioned that the problem with Christians is that in doctrine, many of us will follow Jesus, but in principle, we follow Lucifer. God is not interested in our doctrine. God is interested in our principle. God wants to know what is your basic character. You can quote the Bible from morning till evening and yet not do the will of God. So God is more interested in your principle. We also mentioned that that Satan is not afraid of our prayer. No demon is afraid of our fasting. They are not afraid of our binding and losing and casting. It doesn't frighten them. What frightens the forces of darkness is our obedience. When they see in a man, a child of God, a purpose, a determination to obey God, no matter what it will cost, then they realize they have an enemy. Because the person who has purposed to obey God is working in the perfect principle of Jesus Christ, and he will defeat them any day. The scripture says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6 that we are to punish all disobedience when our obedience is made perfect. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. If our obedience is not perfect, we cannot punish any act of disobedience, which means we cannot exercise authority over the forces of darkness. You can imagine how many vigils that are taking place in the churches in Nigeria. You can imagine how many special programs that are taking place. You can imagine how many millions of people are in the churches today, as we are now, worshiping God in Nigeria, and yet corruption is not reducing. And yet Satan is running to lose and is wreaking havoc all over the place. Why? Because Christians' obedience is not perfect. So we cannot exercise authority over those forces of darkness. At our individual level, if our obedience is not perfect, then we cannot deal with the devil. We also mentioned that there is only one authority in the universe, and that is the Almighty God. Every other person is a delegated authority. No man has authority. Every man is a delegated authority. And God, nine and a half times out of 10, exercises his authority indirectly through delegated authority. Therefore, we encouraged us that in whatever situation we find ourselves, whether it is in the office, whether it is in the church, whether it is in the family, whether it is at home, we must first and foremost identify who has authority here. Identify the person who has authority. The person may be younger than you are. The person may be less educated than you are. The person may be poorer than you are. But once you identify the person who has authority, submit to that authority immediately as a child of God. Don't try to flout authority. Don't get on the road and assume that you are better than the last man. Don't get on the road and disobey the traffic warden and say, what can he do? Don't get to the church and snub the brother in the car park and say, who is this one talking to? am I in your midst? You are flouting authority. Because God did not concentrate his authority in one person. He distributes it. Every one of us must recognize each other's sphere of influence. Praise the Lord. And that brings us to what we are going to be sharing today. For obedience to work, there must be subjection. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. For obedience to work, there must be subjection. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. If we take a church as an example, we have different offices in the church. You have the office of the pastor. You have the office, then you have other offices that have been created in the church structure, like treasurer, like elders, like deacons. Then you have heads of departments, head of usher, head of choir, head of finance. Then you have other offices like that. Now, the pastor will be making a terrible mistake if he thinks all the time he must be right. It's a terrible mistake. There are times when the usher will tell the pastor, no, we should not do it this way. This is how we should do it. And the pastor must listen. There are times when the choir will tell the pastor, no, pastor, we should not do it that way. It should be this way. The pastor must listen, because the Bible says we must submit ourselves one to another. God did not take all his authority and give it to a man of God. No, not in the New Testament church. Not in the New Testament church. He did not. He holds absolute authority. Every one of us is delegated authority. What has nearly stultified, so to say, the move of the Spirit of God in the present day church is because ministers of the gospel have arrogated to themselves divine prerogatives. Ministers of the gospel believe that because they are the president's founder, nobody must argue with him. The senior pastor believes that whatever he says in the church is the law. Nobody must change it. Nobody can truncate it. It is wrong. It is not a Christ-like attitude at all. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Are we there, please? Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. When God gets to a ministry in which the pastor is the all-in-all authority, God leaves him alone to run his empire. And that is what is happening now. There are ministries that, in fact, it's so bad in some ministries, if God should tell a member of the church to sit down, and the pastor comes, the pastor tells him to stand up, that member will stand up. In today's church, he will stand up. And the pastor expects him to stand up. If he should make the mistakes of saying, "Pastor, sorry, I cannot stand up. It is God that told me to sit down here." The pastor will lambast him and tell him his life history. How his father in the Lord. Brother James, You mean you now hear God more than me? That is what goes on in the church now. So the authority of God has been usurped by those whom God appointed delegated authority. God only gave you a measure. Each one of us must identify the measure of authority God has given us. I hope you understand. And we must not go beyond our authority. And we must humble ourselves. All ye be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Without humility, there can be no subjection. And without subjection, there can be no obedience. There are times when, as a pastor or as a leader, you will take a decision. A member of the church will say, no, pastor, I don't think we should do it like that. And the fellow will speak, and what he's saying makes absolute sense. But ego will now come in. You mean what you are saying is now better than what I am saying? Are you now hearing from God more than I hear? And they drive the Holy Ghost out. Because Holy Spirit does not want to use the pastor alone. He wants to use every member of the body of Christ. Everybody is being prepared to be a vessel unto honor. So the person who is the usher today probably has an international ministry tomorrow. And so many people have been suppressed. Their gifts are no longer coming out. May God have mercy on us, that we shall not fall into this trap in the name of Jesus. We must remember, for those of us whom God is putting into offices, for those of us whom God is placing responsibilities into his hands, that in Christendom, the leader is the servant. Please, when you open your Bible, and you read Deuteronomy chapter 28. And Deuteronomy 28 says, I will be the head and not the tail. I will turn upward only and not downward. Please don't forget, God is not talking to you. He's talking to the Old Testament saints. Let us divide the word of God correctly. It is there. And that is what causes confusion. And we have a generation of Christians who are so arrogant, who are so proud, who are so puffed up, they cannot carry a chair in the place of worship because the fellow is carrying his office to the church. So he cannot. Don't you know who I am? I am pastor, and you took that, and you called the meeting, and you took that decision with Brother James and Brother Bayo and Brother Uche. Who are they? And you could not call us? And they had already decided what they were going to do. And pastor bypassed us. At that particular moment, God wanted to use Brother James, Brother Bayo, Brother Uche. Didn't want to use you. When the time comes, he will use you. So people carry their offices and their personality to church, and it becomes a serious problem. Why? Because I will be the head only, and not the tail. It is in the Bible. But God is not talking to us. He's not talking. That statement was not directed to the church. Let's go to Mark chapter 10 and see the one that applies to the church. One day, we will do a teaching here titled The Errors of Disciples. It will be an interesting Bible study. Mark chapter 10. 42 to 45. Are we there? This one is, you remember the story that came before. The sons of Zebedee went to Jesus and said, Lord, grant that we will sit one on the right hand, one on your left hand in your kingdom. They were already fighting for position. Now verse 42. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. I will read it again. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be what? Servant of all. This is the one that is talking to church. This is the one that is for Christian. That one in Deuteronomy chapter 28 is for Judaism. It's not Christianity. One of the greatest problems we have is the Judaism of the church, in which we've taken the Old Testament commandments and imported it into the church, and we are now running the church with the precepts of the Old Testament, which God has nullified. So, because of that, Christians now live in unforgiveness, because it is written in the Bible, an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, blow for blow, wound for wound, fire for fire, stripe for stripe. It's in the Bible. So if you read it, when somebody offends you, you will start sending arrow and fire and commanding your enemy, fall down and die, fall down and die, fall down and die. Meanwhile, Jesus Christ says, bless them which persecute you. Bless them which curse you. Bless and curse not. If any man smites you on the right cheek, turn the left. That is Christianity. We must divide the word of God. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing. We must separate. We must know the one that applies to us and the one that does not apply to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Humility is our portion. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 5. We read verses 1 to 3. I tell us a short story and then we will close here for today. So far, I hope I am communicating. 1 Peter chapter 5. We were there before. The elders, I start reading from verse 1 to verse 3. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre. You see it there? Not because you want to collect first fruit and tithe and offering, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. God has not called anybody to lord it over his people, though. Whoever tries it will spend eternity with Lucifer. There are ministers of the gospel. When they enter the church office, everybody must kneel down. There are pastors, before you talk to them, you must kneel down. There are pastors, before you talk, you must prostrate. They are all there. They are not servants of Christ. They are rulers of the Gentiles. You won't see them in heaven unless they repent. Humility is what Christ has called us into. We must subject ourselves one to another. That does not mean we cannot discipline those who are doing wrong in the church. Let's balance it. The office that you occupy gives you authority, because remember the same scripture tells Timothy, rebuke with all authority, let no man despise you. So, within your sphere of influence, don't allow anybody to mess around. Are you following along with me? But recognize the authority of other people and know your limit. Everything must be done in the spirit of Christ. Amen? I tell you a story as we round up. We will continue next week Sunday by the grace of God. This story took place years ago. And the person I'm talking about is the founder of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Babala Koso himself, Reverend Akindayomi. In those days, they used to start Sunday school by 7 a.m. And he was a strict disciplinarian. Once it is 7 a.m., if you are not seated in the church, they lock the door. As a church worker, you will not take part in the workers' meeting that day. On this particular Sunday, he paid an unscheduled visit to a parish. He was aiming for the workers' meeting because he wanted to talk to the workers. But he was late. He was not too late. He had entered the premises. He was heading towards the door. The usher that was going to close the door and lock it was already at the door. The usher was looking at the Baba coming. Their eyes, they made eye contact. Okay, but it was 7 on the dot. Baba was a few seconds late. The usher made eye contact. He looked at the man and he shut the door and he locked it. So the founder of the ministry stood outside and the usher didn't tell the pastor what he did because it was 7 o'clock and the door must be shut by 7 dot. So they had the workers' meeting. After the workers' meeting, they opened the door. And everybody who came late now came in. That was when the pastor now saw his senior pastor. Sir, Baba, when did you arrive? And the old man said, as the door was being shut, that was when I entered the premises. As the door was being shut. So the pastor turned to the usher. Then the old man said, shut up and stop that nonsense. A man who has understanding, he told the pastor, shut up and stop that nonsense. What do you want to do? He did the right thing. In fact, if he had allowed me to come in, I would have disciplined him. Because by that time, I was not supposed to be in the premises, I was supposed to be inside seated. How many of our pastors today exhibit that humility? How many of us today? In fact, they will stop the workers' meeting until the man of God arrived. Today, they will not start. Say, well, we cannot start because we are still waiting for that. If any usher tries it today, if they can excommunicate him from the church, they will excommunicate him. They will teach him about rebellion that is totally upside down from what the scripture says. But this is true humility. Submit yourselves one to another. That old man recognized that at that point, that usher had authority in that place. And he submitted himself to his authority. You too, wherever you go, identify authority and submit. And God will bless you for it. Let's bow our heads and pray. And let's talk to the Lord. If there is any way that we are living in rebellion, I will not know. God knows.